You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Consumer New Zealand has just released their annual round of testing for sunblock labelling. Every year, they test whether the claims brands make, such as their SPF level, are accurate. This year, they found 5 out of 10 different products did not live up to their claims. I spoke to CEO of Consumer New Zealand, John Duffy, about their findings.
Well, this is actually a testing round that we do on an annual basis, and we send a bunch of sunscreens off to labs overseas and get them tested to kind of the highest industry standards to see how they're performing. We look at a couple of different things. So we look at the SPF labelling on the label. So it might say SPF 30 or 50, and that stands for sun protection factor, and it kind of indicates how strong the sunscreen is. And then we also look at their broad spectrum claims, and broad spectrum is the protection that you get for things like, you know, wrinkles and freckles, different type of UV light to the UV light that burns you and is protected by the SPF factor.
And so what did you find in this round of testing?
Well, we've found that 5 of the 10 that we've looked at so far haven't met either their SPF claims or in some instances their broad spectrum claims. So some of them have met their SPF claims, 3, but 2 have failed both on their SPF and their broad spectrum claims. The other 5 have all passed on both, so their labelling matches, the capability of the cream itself.
And so were these results surprising? Were they consistent with past tests?
Good news. Some who have previously failed testing passed this year, so the Cancer Society's product in particular passed well this year. Disappointingly, there's a product from a company called Latan that has failed for the second year in a row, and that's quite concerning for us. We understand the company is off retesting its formula to double-check its results, but it is disappointing for us to see a company failing for 2 years in a row.
And this might be a bit of an obvious question, but why is accurate labelling on sunscreen so important?
There's kind of 2 factors, really. I mean, consumers, regardless of the product, should be able to expect that what's on the label is what's in the product. And then particularly when you've got a product as important as sunscreen. We live in a country where melanoma rates and rates of skin cancer are really high, and it's really important that the products we buy to protect ourselves in the sun are up to scratch. We have a regulatory regime that doesn't necessarily provide a high level of support for good standards of sun cream. We've got a voluntary standard that manufacturers can choose to comply to. We think that needs to be made compulsory, and that manufacturers should be more regularly testing their products. So, in an environment where the regulatory regime isn't supporting good products, it's really important that manufacturers don't make claims that don't match what their products do.
And I think that's related to something else I was wondering. Are these misleading claims actually illegal?
They could be a breach of the Fair Trading Act. So the Fair Trading Act requires that any manufacturer who makes a claim can substantiate that claim. Now, with some of the products that have failed our testing, we've gone back to the manufacturers and said, look, can you substantiate these claims? And they've provided us test reports that are as historic as 2013 and 2014. And we just think manufacturers shouldn't be relying on test results that are that old. They should be more regularly testing their products to make sure their formulations have kind of stood the test of time.
And so do you expect that some of the companies you've identified who are mislabeling their products to change?
Yes, so one company is retesting, and that we would expect them to make changes once they get their test results back. And we would expect that to happen quite quickly. Another company has already indicated to us that it will be reducing the SPF labelling from 50 to 30 on the product that didn't meet the SPF 50 claim. So that's good from the companies taking action, but they shouldn't have been putting a higher SPF rating than their product could meet on the label in the first place.
And so what are Consumer New Zealand's next steps? Will the same testing be conducted next year?
Yes, so we do this on an annual basis, but we've still actually got some results pending for this year's testing, the labs in Europe that we use have been affected by COVID, so they're a bit behind in their testing, so we'll have some further results for other products coming through, hopefully earlier in the new year.
And one final question, is there anything you'd like the government to do?
Yeah, look, the government is looking at this area at the moment, but we think they need to move faster. So there are two things we really think need to happen. There needs to be a compulsory standard that sunscreen manufacturers have to meet to put products on the shelves in New Zealand. And there needs to be a mandatory requirement to regularly test those products to make sure they're still meeting the claims on the label. We regulate sunscreen like a cosmetic in New Zealand, and it should be regulated like a therapeutic product because it provides safety and protection to New Zealand consumers. They need to be able to rely that the product is safe.
That was John Duffy, CEO of Consumer New Zealand, which has just released their latest round of testings for sunblock labelling.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.